Schertz police responded to a call for a blast at the FedEx distribution facility around 12:25 a.m. Tuesday morning.
A package had been traveling along the automated conveyor when it had exploded.
That's Schertz Police Chief Michael Hansen. He told the media a female employee was injured.
One employee that was standing near the explosion later complained of ringing in the ears. She was treated and released.
Hansen says the FBI, ATF, and San Antonio Police Department joined Schertz Police, Fire, and EMS at the scene. Schertz is a city of around 40,000 that borders San Antonio. It's about 60 miles south of Austin. After the explosion, the roads outside the facility were closed for hours. Employees were turned away when they showed up for work. Much about the package itself remains unknown. In a statement, FedEx said it was providing authorities with extensive evidence about the package and the individual that shipped it. James Smith, an assistant special agent in charge with the FBI, declined to share information.
Well, we currently can't go into the details of the package. It's still under investigation.
At a separate press conference, San Antonio police mistakenly said there was a second package found at the Schertz facility. That would later be deemed a misstatement. At the same time, though, federal authorities and police in Austin were responding to a separate suspicious package. For more about that, here's KUT's Jimmy Moss.
In Austin, police arrived at the FedEx ground distribution facility near the airport around 6 a.m. They called in the bomb squad. Interim Police Chief Brian Manley and federal law enforcement were also on scene.
Due to the nature of this incident and past events, we have all of them on scene as a precautionary measure to ensure the community's safety.
Destiny Winston is with the Austin Police Department. She urged the community to be vigilant.
If you didn't order something, if you are not expecting a package, if it's something that doesn't have an official label on it, or really just not just a package itself, if there's anything out of the ordinary, we are asking the community to please call 911, let our officers come out, let us handle it.
Other than that, police did not offer specifics about what they found at the FedEx facility. A short time later, the FBI confirmed that there were, in fact, two suspicious packages found in FedEx facilities Tuesday morning. The first was the one that exploded in Schertz. The second was found at the facility in Austin. FedEx confirms that they were both shipped from the same FedEx store in Sunset Valley in South Austin. That's where KUT's Saida Hassan is.
Rich Andre Yuchi is a lieutenant with the Sunset Valley Police. The department was on the scene providing security for the FBI as they investigated.
There's no reason for us to believe anybody's in danger in this area at all. The other stores surrounding FedEx are open. You just may have to park a few farther spots away and walk to that store.
Police had taped off sections of the parking lot around the FedEx office on Brody Lane. About eight FBI agents filtered in and out of the store. Investigators also combed the strip mall, asking for surveillance footage from surrounding businesses. Cheyenne Huntsman works at the Austin Poke restaurant next door to the FedEx. She got to work around 10 this morning and was met at the door by investigators.
Pulling up your job, that's the first thing you see is FBI, so yeah, a little scary.
Eventually, an FBI agent came by and cleared Huntsman and her coworkers to open the restaurant. Authorities continue to ask residents to report any suspicious items they come across. In Sunset Valley, I'm Saida Hassan.